Care, but to love her is to need her. watching their eyes and hoping I'm always there. I will be there and everywhere, here, there, and everywhere.
Hello and welcome to Communities Live here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. I'm Oliver Dixon.
I'm Bradley Middleton.
And I'm Lewis Wright.
How are you both? It's nice to see you both again.
I'm good, thank you. Yeah,
good. Just knackered. But yeah.
Knackered. Yeah. Been a long week.
Yeah, just got no sleep last night. There were some foxes outside.
Oh, and really?
They were having some kind of party.
A little fox party.
Sounds fun.
It was quite a late one, yeah.
Well, at least you've made it.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
That is dedication.
Exactly.
No sleep coming in at midday to do a radio show. That is dedication.
Exactly. I'm a trooper. Yeah.
That's a good word. Starting off with four songs this time as opposed to our two or three songs. I just thought we'd squeeze an extra one in there. Going a bit of a journey back in time, really. Starting with the Jackson 5 with I Want You Back. 25 years since they reunited for their 30th anniversary gig in Madison Square Garden in New York, just a day before tragedy struck, which I'm not going to get into because we don't want to upset people.
Yeah.
The Supremes with You Can't Hurry Love, reaching number one 60 years ago today.
Oh, really? And
was famously covered by Phil Collins many years later. And Buddy Holly's That'll Be the Day, he would have turned 90 on Monday, but tragically losing his life in 1959 in the infamous aviation plane crash. And he actually performed in Sheffield the year before that.
Oh, really?
You could have seen him at the City Hall in 1958.
Ah, oh, nice.
And there's an image of him walking around the streets of Chesterfield, too. So you could be like, oh, I've stood where Buddy Holly once walked around.
Yeah, true.
As a bit of a claim to fame. And just squeezing in the Beatles with Here, There and Everywhere from the album Revolver, which got to number one in the album chart in the US 60 years ago today as well.
Nice.
So a bit of a step back in time, as I say, just to kick off the show. Because we've got plenty to talk about and plenty of music to play, including some local events, which was only the one me and Brad, well, Brad discovered. It's happening this weekend, but it was only a recent discovery.
Yeah, something that I only found out this morning on the way here.
It's a day thing. It's at the Forge Warehouse, if you all know where it is. I wish I knew about it sooner. It's called Destination.
That's it, yeah. Destination.
Now, how would you describe Destination, based off the poster near your house?
Well, since this is the first I've heard of it, so please do correct me if I'm wrong, but from the impression that I'm getting is it looks like a rock and metal sort of, I'm not sure if it's a guitar show or if it's,
I imagine they'll be featured.
Yeah, or they're just talking about rock and metal stuff. And like how it's Sheffield is.
I'm not sure it's the first event they've done, or it's an annual thing, because I've never heard about it.
Yeah,
it was literally this morning we found out about
it.
If I knew sooner, I would have gone.
Yeah, same.
And just a bit of trivia, speaking of guitars, this was a few weeks ago now, but I just thought I'd bring it up. The founder of the Fender guitar had a birthday 3 weeks ago now, but
Leo Fender. Yeah.
Or Clarence Leonidas Fender, his full name, but everyone's called him Leo Fender, who would have turned 117.
Really? Fun fact, he could never play guitar. He never learned how to play guitar.
But he just made them. Yeah. He was like, I don't know how to play it, but I'm going to make them for everybody.
What a legend.
But then he created one of the most famous guitar brands that ever.
And a favourite of Jimi Hendrix and Eric Clapton, just to name a couple. Many others have used Fenders, possibly the most famous type of guitar. But there is other famous types of guitar. But I think Fender's up there with.
Yeah,
that's so ironic. He's like, I don't know how to play it, but I'll make it for everybody. Else to do, and then I can claim the credit for it.
Yeah,
that was me who made it.
Yeah,
you just made it famous. That was over a few weeks ago now. But just talking about guitars, it just like popped into my mind.
Yeah.
So I just thought I'd mention that.
Yeah.
And speaking of guitars, we've got a song coming up which has a very famous guitar solo, released 35 years ago by a certain American band. Sadly short-lived. But if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have the Foo Fighters either.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm going to play it shortly. It is from Nirvana, of course, if you don't know who I'm talking about. Their biggest song, I think. Although they had many good songs, but they were sadly short-lived with the tragedy of Kurt Cobain. And I'm going to play it for you now, actually. 2.2 billion views just on YouTube, and many others on other streaming platforms. So that's, I imagine, like, that's the equivalent of the world's population who's listened to it. Like, adding up all the billions.
Yeah.
Maybe not everyone in the world heard it, but
a good
over and over again, maybe.
Yeah.
Because it deserves to be listened to over and over again.
A good chunk of the population has heard it.
It has. And we're going to go with Nirvana Smells Like Teen Spirit here on Communities Live.
Loud up on comes, breathe.
That was Nirvana with Smells Like Teen Spirit here on Community's Life. 35 years ago already, it was released from the album Nevermind. As I said, it's their most famous song and most successful. 3 years before Kurt Cobain had sadly passed, Nirvana were no more. But then we got the Foo Fighters when Dave Grohl went on to form them a couple years after. And I've seen him play the isolated drum solo to this throughout the whole song, and he's the most versatile musician I have ever seen in my life.
It's mental, isn't it? Okay.
He can sing, he can play guitar, he can play bass, he can play drums. Mm-hmm. He can probably do keyboard, piano as well.
Yeah.
What is it Dave Grohl cannot do? That's a challenge. Find Dave Grohl's weakness in music. That's like a challenge.
Maybe bagpipes.
Maybe. Although I imagine he's like keen to learn if he ever goes to Scotland again. So I'm actually keen to learn it just to be part of the culture. Dave Grohl playing bagpipes. If there's any footage of that, if it exists, please tell us.
Where's the Everlong bagpipes cover? We need it.
Someone must have covered that, surely. Professional bagpipe players.
I don't know, but maybe it's time to get in touch with the Scottish Bagpipe Association or whatever it's called.
If you're listening to that group, if that is your name or whoever your name is, do get in touch with us. We might even get a live bagpipe studio session.
Exactly.
We have had musicians in the past where they've played acoustic guitar on live. Mm. So why not play some bagpipes? You just have to turn the things down.
I think that'd be a Sheffield Live first, probably, if that happens.
That's one way to make your name, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
And just a reminder as well, with a couple of announcements from Sheffield and with ours, and our own Sheffield Live. Castlegate Festival is on next weekend. Sheffield Live will be there. We aim to pop down and talk to people. Unfortunately, I won't be there because I have other commitments. So hopefully get in touch with our producer, Chris Zanelli. He may pop himself down because we'll look for volunteers as well. I think it's outside the new studio, or soon-to-be studio, on Waingate. That is the area of Castlegate. But it'll be good to see people there if you want to get in touch with us, talking to us directly, or you can get our contact details via the website or Chris's email, chriszanelli89@gmail.com, because we are still looking for recruits, volunteers even for this. It might be the back end of the current studio that you do, but you get to witness it in its last little piece of glory. It's still a very good studio, but then you will move in to the fresh new studio, which we haven't got an exact date yet. We are hoping we have an exact date soon, but we don't know for sure. It's a bit of a waiting game, but it will be worth the wait. They do say good things come to those who wait, don't they? So, the phrase we're going to stick with.
Yeah.
And next week you won't be here, Brad. We are going to miss you.
In Brid.
We're trying to think of a Caribbean themed name for Bridlington, because we had Scarbados a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Skeg Vegas, even though it's not a Caribbean name, we're actively trying to think of a name for Bridlington, that
Bridbados or something.
Bridbados. Well,
St. Brids and Nevis, maybe, or I don't know.
Bridmuda or something.
Bridmuda Triangle.
The Bridmuda Triangle. Oh no! What have we done?
Hope you haven't jinxed it.
We'll
find out when we get there.
I'll just get a message on WhatsApp saying help.
Yes.
The Bridmuda Triangle is active.
I went for a swim in the sea and ended up drifting out or something.
Fingers crossed that doesn't happen.
Hopefully.
My pedalo's been swept away. No.
Hopefully you have a good time in Bridlington, even though we will miss you in the studio next week.
Yeah.
And we hope to have you. Well, it'll be 2 weeks until we next see you.
Yeah.
We will miss you, of course. And you will. But a couple of other news. The O2 Academy is opening again.
It is.
After a few years of closure, it's good to see another venue opening up again after we've had some losses. Same with the Green Room. It's nice to see the Green Room open again, because I thought that was
gone forever.
But it has reopened and part of a music college scheme. So they are funding everything there, and it's great to see. And we still have Sydney Matilda, of course, still going strong. Just down the road from the studio, actually. But we don't have the lead mill now. It is the electric now. But wish them all the best still.
Yeah.
We don't hold grudges for venues closing unless there's a really like silly reason.
Yeah.
But it is great to see the O2 Academy. It's been a while for refurbishments. I think it's early next year it'll open. And it's had many good concerts there. When it was even before the O2, when it was the famous Roxy Club as well, and on before, because it's been around for years. And it is, you can see it from a while because it's quite a tall building.
It is.
It's, if you don't know where it is, it's next to the Odeon Cinema, on just above Arundel Gate. It's part of the Sheffield skyline, so to speak.
It is, yeah.
Because I always compare it to the New York's got their skyline, we've got our skyline, where it's the big tall buildings, the town hall, everything. It's not as glamorous as New York, but it's we love it still.
Yeah,
we do. And just going to jump into some more music now. 55 years since this album came out. And I know we played the Beatles at the start of the show, but this certain Beatle had a very successful solo career. I'm talking about the late, great John Lennon. Although he would be Sir John Lennon if he was around today, I think. I think that all of them would be Sirs.
Yeah.
Because we have Sir Paul McCartney and Sir Ringo Starr still with us. But he's a sir in our eyes, isn't he?
He is.
We'll have to refer to him as Sir John Lennon when we talk that highly of him. But the album Imagine came out 55 years ago in 1971, after Lennon moved to New York and never came back to British soil.
Yeah.
Not even for tours or anything. He stayed in New York the rest of his life for 9 years and ended up passing away there as well. Which I didn't know until a few weeks ago. I have to play the song Imagine. It is a beautiful, beautiful song. And the first song on the album is all rather fittingly with the name Imagine. So here we go and playing it.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no country. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. And no religion too. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world will be as one. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. Our brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world will live as one.
quit my job down at the car wash. I left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown I left Kingston with my guitar under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis, got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks I went a-hunting them nightclubs looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. Well, I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis. I run out of money and luck, so I bought me a ride down to Macon, Georgia on an overloaded poultry truck. I thumbed on down to Panama City, started picking out some of them all-night bars, hoping I could make myself a dollar making music on my guitar. I got the same old story, them all-night peers. There ain't no room around here for a guitar man. We don't need a guitar man, son. So I slept in the hobo jungles. I roamed 1,000 miles of track till I found myself in Mobile, Alabama. Had a club they called Big Jack's. A little four-piece band was jamming, so I took my guitar and I set in. I showed them what a band would sound like. I was a swinging little guitar man. Show them, son. If you ever take a trip down to the ocean, find yourself down around Mobile, make it on out to a club called Jack's. If you got a little time to kill, just follow that crowd of people. You'll wind up out on his dance floor, digging the finest little five-piece group up and down the Gulf of Mexico. Guess who's leading that five-piece band? Wouldn't you know, it's that swinging little guitar man. Hey, hey.
Play two songs there instead. So John Lennon's Imagine, of course, 55 years since the album released, and became such an eerie song. The music video is really eerie as well. When John and Yoko walk into their big house in the mist in early 70s, and the piano at the start is one of the most haunted piano things ever. And I just want to play a bit of Elvis, another step back in time, because I've just been informed that he recorded this song originally by Jerry Reed, in the RCA Studios in Nashville. Studio B, to be precise. And because I'm going to Nashville in 3 weeks now, just under 3 weeks, I'm going to have to visit that studio, because it's still there and everything. I'm not sure if they still record music there, but it is definitely there standing as a building. So I'm going to have to pay homage to the likes of Elvis and the other great musicians who have recorded there as well. Many other things as well. It's not just country music, although it is country music capital. There is plenty of other genres, ranging from pop, rock, rap, heavy metal, you name it, it's there. Although country music is what it's always been famous for many, many years. And I'm looking forward to it in general as well. But I will miss the show that week as well. Possibly the one after. Depends how the jet lag goes. Because it's a 9-hour flight there, which surprised me. Because Vegas was 10 hours, and you know, Vegas, the other side of America, fair enough. But Nashville's like sort of just above the just the side of Central. I can't call it Central. It's not Midwest either, actually. I thought it was classed as Midwest America, but it's not.
Where is it, slightly more to like the east?
It's leaning towards the east, yeah.
What kind of... It's Nashville, Tennessee, isn't it? So
it's like central Tennessee.
Yeah.
Or not like north central, like... Because Memphis is west,
yeah,
and Knoxville's east. So it's sort of like slap bang in the middle.
Yeah, fantastic.
I'm looking forward to it. Broadway especially, because it's just full of... well, they're called honky tonks, the bars. It's the slang word for music bars. So a honky bar is like deemed as like a rough bar. It's like what we call old men pubs.
The geezer pubs.
Pubs, although I'm not sure if we're allowed to like, call it now. But that's what people call it, like a rough pub, an old man's pub, quote.
So that's where you're going every night then.
So, and then a honky just on its own is their equivalent of like a rough. You know the bars you see in like films, like they're all made of wood. They've got like light signage. They're always cheap.
Yeah,
those types.
Yeah, like a dive
like
bar.
A proper old
like
fashioned.
A dive bar, pretty yeah. much, yeah. So there is a difference there. I am looking forward to it, though.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I'll let you know what I get up to. I'll try and listen to the show as well, if I can. For Nashville, if it starts at 12 here, it will be 6 o'clock in the morning there where it starts. So
if I
fancy the early start, I'll listen to the show.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, you hey, can, listening from Nashville.
We can get a live correspondent in.
just phone me on WhatsApp and just put the just put me on speaker.
We've got our US connection here.
We have our US connection. We're missing him, so we want to speak to him. That's only an idea, but unfortunately the actual phone line on the desk doesn't work, unfortunately, now.
Oh, really?
So otherwise that'd be amazing. You'd have to call
we'll
me
just
on
hold
WhatsApp,
it up to the mic. It'll be
you just have to make sure it's WhatsApp, because I don't want people being charged ridiculous prices for phone bills.
True.
Just to speak to me. Although I will miss everybody, and it'll be a way of connecting. That's an idea. I'll have a word with Chris. I'm sure he'll approve. The next song that I said would play the song, not really as a joke last week, but because Lewis mentioned a certain little festival, like a really niche festival. Can you just remind everybody what the festival was about in Cheshire?
The Northwich Pina Colada Fest, dedicated to Mr. Rupert Holmes. I think it's kind of become a bit more of a general Caribbean themed thing, but it is called the Pina Colada Fest. And you will find pretty much every shop in the town selling pina coladas, ranging in quality from, you know, magnificent cocktail to someone's spilt a bit of rum on this pineapple juice, you know. But it was great, yeah.
Do you know how they founded it? Was it just... I know because it's the hometown, well, the birthplace of Rupert Holmes.
I've got no idea. I've just got a friend who lives there who invited me to come along, but... Yeah, it just seems to get bigger and bigger, because when he described it to me, I was, you know, expecting maybe 100 people all just kind of having cocktails and cans and stuff, but nah, it was huge. It was, like, difficult to get through the town.
It's only a little town, isn't it?
Yeah. The other times I've been, it is unrecognisable compared to it is on that day. It feels like, I don't know, like being at an actual big festival or... I don't know, being at a football match or something. It's crazy. It's a really good vibe, though. Loads of families about as well, so, like, very family-friendly. He told me an interesting thing about it as well, which is they have a record of no scraps or, you know, any kind of misbehaviour. But the reason that happens is the festival technically ends at 5 o'clock. So all the stuff that goes on afterwards, whether or not it's Pina Colada connected, they can kind of get away with saying that it's not to do with the festival. So apparently it's one of the safest festivals in the UK. So there you are.
It happens every year.
I think it's happened every year for the past 6 years, maybe.
6 years. Didn't he make an appearance? A special, finally.
He actually did, yeah.
Finally.
I think some people are still not entirely convinced by it. You know, they think, oh, it's got to be AI or something. But no, he was
there.
Yeah. Homecoming. Rupert Holmes coming.
Rupert Holmes coming.
Exactly.
That should, if he does come back to the festival, that should be like the slogan.
Exactly.
Underneath.
Yeah.
But I did say, I didn't promise it, but I did say we'd play it. Whilst I remember, I think we should.
Yeah.
800 million views nearly on Spotify.
That's a banger.
It's his best ever song. It's a bit of a one-hit wonder, but he has got other stuff as well we're not forgetting. But this song... Featured in the, I think it was Grown Ups 1 or 2. It was featured in one of the Grown Ups films, in the car scene. So I'm going to have to rewatch, because we have Grown Ups 3 coming out soon as well, in production. But we are going to put, because if you like Pina Coladas and Getting Caught in the Rain, I think you'll like this song.
I like the first part.
the first part. So do I. So here is Rupert Holmes with Escape.
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Like a worn out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal columns, there was this letter I read. If you like pina colada, getting caught in the rain. If you're know that sounds kind of mean, but me and my old lady have fallen into the same old routine. So I wrote to the paper, took out a personal ad, and though I'm nobody's poet, I thought it wasn't half bad. Yes, I like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain. I'm not much into health food, I am into champagne. I've got to meet you by tomorrow noon and cut through all this red tape. A smile in an instant, I knew the curve of her face. It was my own lovely lady, and she said, oh, it's you. Then we laughed for a moment, and I said, I never knew that you like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain and the feel of the ocean.
With Escape, aka the Pina Colada song, here on Communities Live. I just thought I'd play it because I heard about the festival last week. And if you've got white rum or Malibu coconut rum, some coconut cream or milk, or some pineapple juice, you can make one yourself. It is quite straightforward to make. Although I don't know what the best pina colada is in Sheffield. If anyone knows or has an opinion on it, please let us know. And
send us some samples.
Well, especially in the new place, because it's an old pub. We need like one of those conveyor belt things, you know, in restaurants where the food goes down from
the
kitchen,
the dumb waiter,
the empty plates. We need that for when we finish.
That would be fantastic.
During the show, after, so like, just, oh right, drinks are here,
or even just a bucket with some string you could dangle out of a window.
Because
in the bucket, if it spills, you can just drink it from that.
Exactly, it's saved.
Exactly,
No waste.
Yeah, exactly. Zero waste here at Sheffield Live.
Zero waste here at Sheffield Live. That includes time as well. We always make most of our time here as well.
Exactly.
And some more news regarding our old friend Josh Gollidge, who you may have heard as a guest on the show a couple of times within the last year. A very good drummer by all accounts as well. He's going on a little tour with one of his many bands. This one is Steel Frog. It was recently announced, but it just reminded me yesterday. Yeah, it is in the UK, starting off next Friday, actually, in Bristol at the Thunderbolt, then moving to Leeds at Aiga Studios, Manchester at the Castle Hotel, Durham at the Claypath Deli, Newcastle at the Globe, and then Sheffield at Yellow Watch Studios in Neepsend, or commonly known as Kelham Island, you might more commonly known as. And then finishing in London at the Paper Dress Vintage. So it's got a busy week ahead.
Yeah.
Coming up, and we'll try and get him in the studio, I think, once he's finished, and give us a little debrief. We don't really want to interrupt his rehearsals or planning, as well as his many other bands as well, because he's a very busy person. But we always love having Josh on the show. So, Josh, if you're listening, because I know you listen quite often, and well, good luck to you. We wish you all the best, all of us. And we're actually going to treat you to one of Steel Frog's songs. And if Josh is listening, I hope you enjoy this song. Well, I know you enjoy it anyways, but hearing it. And giving a bit of recognition to our local artists, possibly the next best thing. So this was released a year ago, because I remember he came in and promoted this song.
Yes.
I think this was before you joined Lewis, unfortunately.
It was possibly, to be fair.
It was a year ago, yeah. Because you've been here since February now.
Around.
Start of March.
Yeah.
Which feels like an eternity ago now.
I know, yeah.
And it's only September. But we are going to play Steel Frog with Stupid Love, which Josh did promote a year ago, and thought we'd play it again for you. So, Josh, good luck on the tour.
That was so good. Trust me, it was insane. No, trust me, there were guys in spacesuits, like cavemen. There were men in like suits, like chasing us. It was insane. And there were frogs everywhere.
That sounds stupid, mate.
Oh, but I loved it.
Frog with Stupid Love here on Communities Live, just to commemorate the tour announcement of Josh's band Steel Frog. But his other band Frog Manga will be making an appearance in two shows, the first show in Bristol and of course the Sheffield show at Yellow Arch, which is a nice little place for a little gig, and great for rehearsals too. It's also good for a drink. I've not been for a concert just yet, but it's a great establishment, and I'm glad it's still around. And good for Kelham Island music scene as well. We're actually watching the music video and identifying which places were used in Sheffield. It was mostly Western Park.
And Parkwood Springs.
And Parkwood Springs, which you're familiar with, Brad.
I'm always going for walks up there.
Up there. Is it an easy walk? Because I know it's uphill.
Yeah.
Or is it a bit of a killer?
It can be a bit of a killer. I'm quite used to it now because I do it quite a lot. But when I first started doing it, I was like, you know, drenched in sweat all the time every time I go up.
Especially in that heat wave over the summer we had. That must have been a...
I didn't even go in during the heat wave at all.
I'm glad you didn't.
I barely left the house during the heat wave.
Did you go up for tramlines, though, when tramlines was on?
I did.
I know I saw some videos. You're like, oh, I can see it over there.
Yeah, you could just about hear it from up there as well. Just about.
It's a very loud festival.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You could hear it all, probably hear it from town as well, like the
or
around Shelsmore, Kelham Island area. Yeah. You could probably hear it from there.
Yeah.
And I forgot how big Hillsborough Park was.
Yeah, it's quite big, isn't it?
I think it's 50,000 it holds, something like that.
Yeah, maybe.
Possibly, possibly more.
Because
It felt busier this year than last year.
It looked it, yeah.
Definitely did. But I got to roam around a bit more, so I got to see tramlines in all its glory, which will return next year, of course. But the lineup has not been announced yet. That will be towards the end of this year, I think. It was last year anyway, so we'll... Once we know who's headlining, we will do a little show to just say, oh, here's people headlining. But I'm working on an interview currently. We're going to try and get this... a friend of my dad's, actually, but from the band Honor of Spheres, who I saw in Healy just a couple of weeks ago at the White Lion. They're more progressive psychedelic rock, so playing the likes of Rush, Pink Floyd, Jethro Tull, just to name a few. Genesis as well. And the guitarist there, Alistair McClatchy, who my dad is a very good friend of, we're going to try and get him in the studio. I'm currently working on it. So once we've got a bit of news, I'm sure people will approve. I'm sure Chris will be fine with it. We'll have a live guest, which I miss having live guests. It's been a while.
Yeah,
I think Josh might have actually been the last live guest we had.
Yeah, I think he might have been, from memory.
From memory,
yeah.
Which feels like eternity ago as well. We are shortly coming to the end of the show. Once again, the last 20 minutes has gone quick, because when it gets to like half past, I'm like, all right, halfway through.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Wait, towards the end. But it has been a good show, and hopefully Chris comes back soon, because we are missing him as well.
Of course.
But it's nice to have people in the studio again, twice in a row. But what is... I know you're going to Bridlington, Brad.
Yeah.
Anything special coming up for you, Lewis?
Apart
from sleeping.
Yeah, I had a good nap when I get in today, but other than that, I actually can't think of anything, to be honest.
Nothing at all?
No. I'm sorry, that's a really boring answer. Ask me again in November after GTAs came out, and then maybe it'll happen.
That's all we're going to talk about, I think. Yeah. The week after November 19th will be like... I won't be here because I'll be in Glasgow, of course.
Yeah.
Itching to play it.
I reckon there's a strong chance none of us will be here. We'll all be here.
So, sorry, show's off today. We're playing GTA 6.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to there's a record fair at my local shopping centre by the name of Crystal Peaks. So I'm going to see what I can find CD and vinyl wise.
I have heard about that. They
do Chesterfield as well, in terms of local areas around the Sheffield, North Derbyshire area. So I'm looking forward to see what I can find. But that is the end of the show. If the cart wall was working, because unfortunately the jingles don't work, if there was like a sad crowd sound, would play that. If Steve Roden was here, he would, because he's got all the gadgets for it.
Yeah. We'll just a cappella it instead.
we'll improvise. It's the best we can do. But hopefully the jingles come back as well, because I do miss our intro and outro.
Yeah,
true.
It's been too long.
We might have to Steve Steele's ending jingle as well for the Looney Tunes one, because that brings
a bit
joy.
Of Porky Pig.
It brings a lot of joy. So,
it does.
It always does. We always like hearing it when we walk in.
Exactly.
But that's how you know Communities Live is starting.
Exactly.
But thank you all for listening, and I will be back next week. Brad have a lovely time in Bridbados, Bridmuda, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll find like a solid name eventually. Right, yeah. But thank you as well, Lewis, for being here.
Of course.
Despite the lack of sleep.
I'm here 90%. So
90%. Just get some sleep and be ready.
Exactly.
And if you're listening at home, Chris, who's done an interview. Hopefully, we'll play that soon as well, and hopefully to see you back in the studio. But we are going to finish with a song that turned 51 years since it got to number one, which is also a great karaoke song as well, and by the late, great Glen Campbell. And funny enough, going to Nashville, it's country as well. Mm. So I'll probably hear this here, there. But we are going to finish the show with Glen Campbell's Rhinestone Cowboy. Thank you all for listening.
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway, where hustle's the name of the game, and nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain. There's been a load of compromising on the road to my horizon, but I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me, like a rhinestone cowboy riding out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo, like a rhinestone cowboy getting cards and letters from people I don't even know, and offers coming over. Inside my shoe, there'll be a load.